Blog Talk Radio.
I have yet to discover a job where it pays to look less than your best. Style is the way you say who you are without having to speak. There's no one else like you in the world. You are unique. Find your unique style and you will never again have to agonize over what to wear. Call for a free 15-minute conversation to see how style with aplomb can change your image and move you to greater success. 404-428-2527. That's 404-428-2527.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master, ones that feel authentic instead of salesy, strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest. And I am here today because I have an awesome guest on. I have to say, we're on this kind of wardrobe trend, styling, how you look, beautification and all that. But I love it. I love it. I love style. I love looking my best, and my guest is going to tell us all about it. So I'm glad you are taking some time out of your busy, extremely busy, hectic day to come and share some time with myself and my guest today. And I hope that you had a great Mother's Day. Whether your mother is here on earth or she has passed on, I hope that you are able to celebrate the day either in memories or meditation or however made you feel good. I know for myself, I was doing a little bit of meditation, some remembrance, and spent some time with my husband and stuff. So it's kind of a bittersweet type of thing. But I loved my mom. I enjoyed all the years that she was on the earth with me. And she taught me to be the strong, crazy woman that I am today. And for that, I am forever grateful. Now, getting on with what we're talking about today, my guest, Erin Keene, is going to make us happy. Because if we have a happy wardrobe, we have a happy life. So without any further ado, I have Erin. Erin, how are you doing today?
Oh, I am fabulous. Carol, it is such an honor to be on a podcast with the author of a number one international bestseller.
Yes, true. Oh, I didn't even say that. I knew it was something I missed. Yes, I'm an online wild strategist and Amazon number one international bestseller author. You know, it's funny. I have to keep saying that because I have to let people know. And when I forget, I'm so glad that my people let me know. Hey, you forgot. Put that back out there.
It's such a wonderful achievement. And I love the way you write. It was like I was having a conversation with a good friend. And what you were saying about there's a sea of people out there to help us. I love the saying that says you alone must do it, but you don't have to do it alone.
Right.
And what I also tell my clients, isn't it? And I tell my clients there is enough time, money, and love for everyone.
There sure is. And that's why I look at people as, I don't look at competitors. I look at them as potential collaborators and JV partners and how can I help them, how we can help each other, because I'd all be happy if we do that. Because if we look at people as competitors, oh, I got to beat them or oh, I got to do better than them, what is the fun in that? I don't have time for that. Do you?
No, I don't. There's enough out there for everybody. And it's about being of service. You know, it's about waking up in the morning and thinking, how can I be of service to somebody today? How can I add value? Hey, speaking of adding value, can I give a shout out to your sponsor, Beryl? She is gorgeous, isn't she? I saw a video of her online and she is stunning. My God, that woman absolutely has aplomb, doesn't she?
She does. She really does. And when I first met her, she's just like she is when you see her like on her video on her site and how she sounds when she comes on the show and stuff. She's just like that. And she is so spot on with wardrobe and how you look. And I love that she says about, you know, the style and how it makes you. And that's why I said we're on this, I don't know, I'm on this kind of kick, I guess, with the wardrobe thing and the style. And now I have you here and we're making the wardrobe happy. So I just can't wait to get into what we're doing. So, Erin, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be with your company?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. So basically, my career, I've always had so much fun. I've been very people-focused. I know we all are, but what fascinated me was the stories behind the choices we make. Working in media, working in marketing and advertising and sales, a lot of what I did was to do with interpretation and analysis and working out what people would resonate with, what was important to them. Combined with that, I spent 20 years in recovery. You know, I grew up in a home that had some issues, and I spent a lot of time in personal development with group peer support, one-on-one, with mentoring, with coaching. I facilitated, I mentored, I coached, and I learned a lot of tools and techniques, which combined with a love of fashion, I'm always fascinated why people wear what they wear and the stories that they tell. So combined with all of that, I created the Happy Wardrobe Method.
I love it. I just love to hear you talk. You have an awesome accent. And
yeah,
I have to say, thank you.
And
you know, it's so funny. We can't tell when we have an accent. You know, we just talk, and then people say, "Oh, I love your accent." I'm like, "Really? I didn't know I had one." But I do love yours. You're from a part of the world I have yet to visit, and I've always wanted to go there. So I'm going to get there. It's on my bucket list. I'm telling you right now.
Thank you. Yes, I am from New Zealand. I'm now based in Seattle, and I'm so blessed. I love Seattle. Washington State is absolutely stunning, but I am from New Zealand. And growing up in New Zealand, we grew up with British and American TV shows. So to me, you sound deliciously exotic, and I want to take you back with me to New Zealand and show you all.
Yes, yes. Let me know, because I will be there. I told my husband, I'm just like that whole area in New Zealand, Australia, that whole area over there, it just holds some kind of fascination for me, and I have yet to go there. I actually had a friend several years ago who went on a sabbatical for a year to Australia, and she would always report back. Now she would be blogging, but blogging wasn't the end thing to do about her life. She sold everything and went over there. So, you know, hey. But we want to talk about what is the Happy Wardrobe Method? Because I need to get some of that Happy Wardrobe stuff.
Everybody needs to be happy, absolutely, and it's how you define happy that matters. But what I do, Carol, is the Happy Wardrobe Method is based on something a little bit unique. We base it on the Happy Collection. So, for example, Carol, if I was working with you, I'd ask you to gather a Happy Collection. Now, that's a combination of items that have special meaning to you, that when you look at them, it makes you happy, because I want people to look in their wardrobe. I want women to look in their wardrobe and smile, right? So I do this by starting off at looking the things that they love. Can you think of something that when you look at it, it makes you smile, some item that you own?
Yes, I have this favorite dress, and every time I wear it, I get all these compliments. But when I first saw it, I was like, I love it. And it's red with white polka dots, and it has this huge bow in the front. And it just kind of takes me back to like the 50s almost, but with an updated flair. I just love that dress.
That's fabulous. I'd ask you to pick another like 8 to 10 outfits, and we delve deep into each of those items. I'd love to know what it is about the 50s that appeals. I'd love to know what it is about red, whether polka dots are important to you. And we go through all these different items, which could be anything from a vase through to a garden gnome, through to a painting, through to a piece of jewelry, through to your kitchen cabinet. And we'd look for the themes and the patterns, the commonalities between them all. Then we take that after we discuss them in depth, and we look for behind them, the actual messages that came from behind them. With that, we create a unique style statement, two or three words that really resonated with you, that made you go, that is who I am. That is my brand. That is my statement. That is what makes me happy. Then we take that information, we'd have a very, very clear vision, we'd have clarity, and we'd go and we'd integrate that into your wardrobe and other parts of your life.
Wow, I love that. I absolutely love that. You remind me of something that Kristen Thompson did. She's the one, If you've ever seen her, she's like the Rock Your Talk woman. She's got purple hair, and she's like, I'm totally out of the box. If you haven't seen her, I need to introduce you to her because I think she's out in your area, in California type of area somewhere. But anyway, she did this thing about your brand style, and she put all these looks together, and she put it out. It was one of her freebie things, and the different, you know, the different styles. And there was one particular look that was like kind of like what she is, like totally out of the box and never was a box person. And I wrote her and I was like, Kristen, where did you get this look from? I totally love it, you know, because my favorite color is red. I love anything red. I love spiky heels and I love that crazy looking stuff. And she couldn't remember where she got it from. So that just sounds so interesting, your style statement. I don't know if I've ever quite heard of that. But can you tell me a little bit more about it? Like, what are some of the style statements that your clients have created?
Oh, I'd absolutely love to. And I have to meet that woman. You had me at purple hair. So
one
thing I've noticed with... Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to meet somebody with purple hair?
I know. She's awesome.
So with the style statements, all of us are unique. I love what Beryl says about you are unique. There's nobody quite like you. So everybody's style statements have been completely and utterly different. One of them, for example, was Las Vegas business. I mean, who doesn't want to be Las Vegas business? This was a beautiful woman who'd been through, she'd been through a very traumatic time in her life, and she basically lost her sense of self. She was dressing in really baggy sweatshirts. She only wore the color black. She was a bit like a puppy that had been kicked too many times. When we went deep back into her, what she really loved, which included leopard skin and a whole lot of stiletto heels, we realized that her statement was actually Las Vegas business. And she's been rocking that now. She's completely redoing her house. She's used that style statement in her home, and she's just having a blast with it. Meanwhile, my client, Wendy, hers was peaceful husbandry. The husbandry comes from the fact that she has a farming background. She also took one look at that statement and she completely repainted her home. And she's been shopping with that brand in mind. It's all about conscious consumerism and intentional shopping. When you've got a really clear vision, it's very easy to say, yep, that's me. Or, you know what? No, that doesn't take me closer to the person that I want to be. I've also had like intimate artisan mermaid. I've met a highly accomplished fairy godmother. And Natalie just broke my heart. Can I tell you about Natalie?
Sure. Yeah, I want to hear.
Well, she was one of the first clients I ever had, and she's part of the reason I got into this business. She is the most beautiful girl. She's a composer. She's incredibly shy. She teaches autistic children how to develop through music. But she was such an introvert, and she wore the most enormous baggy clothing. I mean, she would look like a tent, and she carried these really big bags that would kind of hide her. She was like, it's like she was behind this wall of clothing and bags. And she was completely and utterly overwhelmed by what was going on in her closet. What had happened is that her mum had moved into an assisted living and had, excuse the word, dumped a whole house full of items on her, including her entire wardrobe. So Natalie didn't know where she started and her mum ended. We looked at things she absolutely loved, you know, from her crystals through to this, that and the other. And we realized even her ballet leotards from when she was much younger. And we realized that deep down she was a sensual pagan goddess. I mean, this was a goddess hidden down under there who loved nature, who loved everything about that was beautiful and magical and poetical. And she had a very, very strong faith as well. So just seeing her light up, and we went through her wardrobe, we took her statement to her wardrobe, we threw away 8 bags full of things. Just seeing the joy on her face. Yeah, it was beautiful to witness.
Sounds like she had a lot more.
Your style statement was. Oh, Carol, please
I know.
What your style statement is.
I know.
Do this offline.
We do have to find out my style statement, and I think it's going to be, I don't know. It may have goddess in it, maybe sexy, something, but, you know, I don't know.
I think red's going to be in there somewhere.
Oh, yes. I definitely think that's in there. I've heard that a couple times in, you know, not so good ways and good ways, but I take it all good. I don't even care. You know, I'm that I don't even care type person. That's what I do. Oh my gosh,
one of the things I love about you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. We're going to find out some more from Erin, including what happens when you go through this whole thing, because I'm very interested in what happens in that happy wardrobe method myself. But we're going to take a break to get a little message from our sponsors, and we'll be right back in a second.
Here is what one client had to say. I was struggling in my career and didn't understand why. I was working hard, getting to know the right people, and putting myself forward every day, but I couldn't seem to get ahead. And then I remembered something Beryl taught me. The clothes we wear aren't just things we put on. They're a signal to the world about who we are and what we aspire to be. I was amazed at how quickly people's perception of me changed, thanks to her advice. I received a huge raise at my yearly evaluation that reflected not only my hard work, but my value as an individual. More importantly, the confidence my new wardrobe gave me had opened up opportunities I never would have had previously. It's not about buying a new suit or watch. It's about changing how the world sees you and how you see yourself. I will forever be grateful to Beryl for teaching me that. Visit our website at www.stylewithaplomb.com to learn more about how we help clients change how the world sees them. That's www.stylewithaplomb.com.
Okay, everyone, we are back, and we're talking with Erin of the Happy Wardrobe Method, and she is, like, breaking it down as to how we can find out how to get happy. Remember, happy wardrobe, happy life. That's what we say anyway. Okay, Erin, so we cut you off right before the sponsor break, and we want to find out what happens when in this method. Like, when someone comes to you, what are the steps that go through? Can you kind of break that down for us?
Absolutely. So what happens is that a woman will approach me. Everybody's interested in their wardrobe. I found most women are interested in their wardrobe, and they'll say, you know what, I'm ready for a change. Something's gone on in my life. Maybe I've come out of a divorce. Maybe I've ended a relationship. Maybe I've just forgotten who I am. Maybe I've lost my mojo. Maybe I need to reconnect. Maybe I'm about to make a career change. Maybe I've changed countries. We've got a lot of people in Seattle that have come from other parts of the world. And what we do is we take them back to what really makes them unique, what makes them an individual, and what really resonates with them. So it's a series of interviews. There's a lot of exercises. It's a guided journey, starting with the Happy Collection, which is where we talk in depth about each of the items. From that, and I'm continuously making notes throughout of this, and I encourage my clients to make notes as well. And we have, I have a book that they take away with them. So they have a journal and they have all the exercises for them so they can keep it and refer it back to it. Once we've had all the information about the items, we look for themes. Like, say, for example, somebody under it all had the theme of Italy. Let's say they just Italy spoke to them. They loved Italy. Something about Italy really resonated with them. So we take that theme, we'd incorporate it into a unique style statement. Maybe their theme might be Italy, classic, comfort, for example. Just pulling some words at random. Because what we've done is we've taken those themes and we've written down words and then we've narrowed it down and narrowed it down and narrowed it down. We may start out with 20 words or concepts, down to 10, down to 5, and then we encompass it in 3 words that sum up in that person's mind their actual brand, their style statement. Then we look at how we can integrate that into their wardrobe, and it could be through a variety of ways. One of the most obvious is decluttering, and the fact that once you have a really clear image of who you are, it's very easy to go through your wardrobe and say, you know what, that matches my brand, and that actually doesn't. The other thing you can do is look at ways to integrate. So maybe you've got Italy. You might want to integrate that into your life through ways that don't involve clothing per se. You might want to go and research Italian designers, especially ones that have clothes that are comfortable and that may be a classic and timeless. Or you might want to take Italian lessons. You might want to have a trip to Italy. And on that trip to Italy, you might want to buy that one amazing, incredible, beautifully designed scarf that when you come home, you put it in your wardrobe, you open your wardrobe, and you smile. You are happy. The idea is I want people to open their closet and be happy. Everything in there has significance, and it represents how they see themselves.
That sounds like transformation, you know? And I think it definitely sounds like that. I woke up this morning, in the book I talk about that 2 a.m. thing, who's awake, and how you have to figure out what keeps your audience awake at night or wakes them up at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I often have these 2 a.m. revelations that come to me, and I start and I listen to it because I really think it's the Holy Spirit downloading something into my spirit saying, you need to work on this. And today when I woke up, it was about brand YOU, the website that you can use to really brand you, put you out in front, make you the authority. And what you're talking about figures a lot into that, because I don't think that we think a lot about our branding as far as what we're wearing or what we're putting on our body or how these pieces of clothing or accessories make us feel. And I totally relate to what you're saying. Sometimes I can put on a special pair of earrings. They just make me feel, you know, awesome and wonderful and empowered or whatever. And I could put on another pair of earrings and they make me feel maybe stately or, I don't know, old-fashioned or still having a quiet confidence or something. And then even another necklace could make me feel flowy and, you know, just giddy and stuff. So you're right. Everything you put on your body has to – it connects with everything else. And I think that's very powerful. If you can take all those things that make you happy and make you feel good and incorporate them into the three words, your style statement, and then use your style statement to build your brand. Wow. That is transformation. I think that's truly life transformation. Really. Wow.
Thank you. I agree with you that having a really strong faith does help you make decisions, and having a very clear vision of your brand, it makes decisions so much easier. You're making conscious choices. When you're not wearing things that make you happy, there's a cognitive dissonance. What you're wearing isn't representing who you truly are, and you just won't feel, you're not moving in the direction of the person you want to be. You're not representing yourself authentically. And we imbue items with feelings and emotions. And part of being happy, like they say that looking good makes you feel good, which is absolutely true. And the reverse, if you feel good, you look good. I mean, the best accessory is a smile, right? That is something that goes with no matter what you're wearing. But having happiness, having a sense of joy, of freedom, of abundance or peace, whatever happiness means for you, and being able to manifest that into what you're wearing. It is transformation. I love seeing the aha moment. Yeah, and I love seeing how there's lasting results. There's absolutely lasting changes. I've had clients call me months, years later and say, you know what? That brand statement is still making a difference in the way that I am shaping my life.
Wow. I love that. So we're coming down to the end. And as always, I've had a great time, awesome time, learned so much in just a little bit of time, because I made this podcast to be kind of snackable. You know, you get in, you get the goodies, and then you get on. So I want you to tell us, how can people work with you? How can they find you? And I believe you have something kind of special for people.
I absolutely do, and I'm going to need your help with that one. It's easy to work with me. You can go to thehappywardrobe.com, thehappywardrobe.com, and you can use the contact form if you like, or you can give me a call, 425-802-6771. I know all your podcast listeners out there listen to you more than once, so that shouldn't be too hard for them to remember. But I have a special free offer just for your listeners. I've created an exercise specifically. There's two of them. One is around identifying your physical assets, because once you know what you absolutely love about your body, that also helps you bring that into alignment with your brand. And there's another set of exercises called identifying your vision, because without a vision is a rudder on a boat. We need a vision. So if your listeners contact me, I will send them out either or both of those free guides. Now, this is where you come in. You help me create a shorter link Can you explain how that works?
Yes, I did. It's so fun. I love, see, being of service, I love helping people. And to just be totally authentic and honest, Erin sent me the link. She's like, this is the link to my freebie. And I was like, ooh, if we have to say this on the podcast, it's just going to be too much. It was too many words. And I was like, let me create a bit.ly link really, really quick. And so that's what I did. And the link to go and get your free guided exercise is bit.ly/happywardrobe, or bit.ly, if some of you are familiar with it, /happywardrobe. That's HAPPYWARDROBE. So happy wardrobe. Go there and tell us what this guide is all about, Erin.
First of all, I just want to say, no wonder you're a wow strategist, because you just made that so easy. So there's two you can get. The first one you'll get is called Uncovering Your Physical Assets, and it's an editable PDF, so you can print it out or you can write in it on the screen. And it takes you a series of exercises around accepting where your body is, being aware of where your body is, and then appreciating your body and what makes your body so wonderful. And if you send me a note, I'll send you the one which is Identifying Your Vision, which takes you through what do you really want to have in your life? What do you want to create? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? And then takes you through some action steps as to how you can make that happen.
That is amazing. I just love what you do. I love how you do it. And I think it can be beneficial to so many people out there who are, number one, confused what they need to do, how they need to look. And, you know, branding is more than just your business card or your colors. It's all encompassing. And if you have the brand that fits you, or the statement that fits you, or the colors that fit you, then everyone kind of knows you by that. You know, for me, it's online wow strategist, and people were saying that to me before I started calling myself that. So I just like, oh yeah, let me just be that, because that's what I was doing, helping people strategize. And now I'm on to making my look that same way. And people think it's already there, but it's always evolving, right, Erin? You never get it all together. It's always evolving.
And you may want to revisit your brand. Sometimes your life changes again and you want to revisit it. But I also wanted to say that once you have your brand statement, your style statement, you can use it in every area of your life. But you can also use it with a personal stylist like Beryl. So you can take this to Beryl. You can collaborate with her, and she can add the polish and the outward appearance that you want to add to that.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's why I introduced you to... Because I knew that when I spoke to you, that you and Beryl would work really well together. It's like I always say, you know, let's collaborate. Let's make something bigger than we are, because we don't have to do this thing alone. And sometimes there's a missing piece that you would get from Beryl's clients, or Beryl would get from yours, that they wouldn't have thought of otherwise. And see, we just made something more awesome happen in just a little bit. So, Erin, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, for coming on and sharing your knowledge nuggets and being so open to actually create what you've created to help all of us to be better at what we're doing, because sometimes we just all need a little help. Isn't that right?
We all need, and there's enough time, money, and love, and it was a privilege to talk to you today.
Thank you so much. So everyone, go and get your exercise, your guided exercise from Erin, and that's bit.ly or bit.ly/. Hold up a second. I don't want to say it wrong, because I'll say something crazy. Happy wardrobe. I'll be telling you some other crazy thing. Happy wardrobe, bit.ly/happywardrobe. Go get that and get your style statement together and report back and let us know how it is. Again, Erin, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. I really appreciate it. And everyone, have a great weekend and happy Thursday. And we'll see you again next week. So be sure to tune in. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep keep moving forward.